there was a load, a gooseneck load of light sevens at 250, 2.5, and then a couple of pot loads of light seven weights or mid seven weights, 250 to 260 on those. So pretty good week around, all in all, given everything that's happened over the last 2 weeks. It was nice that those barns, they're out there, you know, struggling, trying to gain back and fight everything that's going on in all the other markets. And they did pretty good this week. We've got a lot of sales that are scheduling and are expected to have really big runs next week.
And finally, according to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early weaned pigs and feeder pigs were steady. Demand was also steady for moderate offerings. The weighted average for all early weaned pigs was $30.49, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was $47.66. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Life-threatening rip currents in the forecast for beaches on the East Coast today as a result of Hurricane Ernesto. It made landfall as a Category 1 hurricane in Bermuda, where vacationer Tom Fernandez from South Carolina said,
"We know what to expect, but the anxiety of being in a foreign place while the storm is coming, that's the unnerving part."
President Biden said he's optimistic about the latest round of ceasefire talks that took place in Doha, as the U.S. and other mediators are hoping an agreement between Israel and Hamas could be finalized as soon as next week. The Democratic National Convention begins Monday. Vice President Kamala Harris Friday rolled out her first major economic policy. It includes a ban on grocery price gouging, but economists disagree as to whether that would keep costs lower. And former President Donald Trump will hold a campaign event today in Wilkes-Barre in Northeast Pennsylvania. This is ABC News. The governor of New Jersey formally announced a replacement for Senator Bob Menendez, who's resigning after his criminal conviction.
New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy choosing his former chief of staff to replace outgoing Senator Bob Menendez, who was convicted on federal corruption charges last month and announced he would step down. George Samir Helmy will serve the rest of the term and become the only Arab American serving in the U.S. Senate.
"Although I will only serve for a few months, I will do my very best to ensure that our work is about us and not about I."
Menendez officially resigns August 20th. Michelle Franzen, ABC News, New York.
Public health experts want to know why some rural areas in the South have much higher rates of heart and lung disease, so they're planning to study about 4,600 residents of 10 counties and parishes in Alabama, Kentucky, Louisiana, and Mississippi. Mortality rates from heart disease in some areas are more than twice the national average. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, looks a bit unsettled yet today across the upper Midwest, thanks to a low-pressure system parked over northern Lake Michigan as of early this morning. This is the same system which brought spotty showers and thunderstorms to the region yesterday, some with locally heavy rain. Now, we do expect the showers to overall be lighter and less numerous today, so the rain totals probably a few tenths of an inch or less for most spots. High pressure will settle in from the northwest tomorrow. tomorrow into Monday, bringing us some really nice weather with increasing sunshine and lower humidity. Should be great for getting outdoors. Tuesday looks nice as well. By Wednesday, we'll see some gusty southwest winds return to the region, pulling in temperatures slightly warmer for a few days. There will be a weak disturbance or two coming through the region Wednesday night through Thursday, causing a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, pretty quiet conditions prevail. So the forecast for today, partly to mostly cloudy. Some passing brief showers or thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. Northwest winds 7 to 15. Tonight, any showers ending early, then partly cloudy with a low near 60. North wind between 5 and 10. Tomorrow, partly sunny and mild with a high of 81. North wind around 8 to 14. Monday, mostly sunny. Very nice once again. Low at 56, high 79. Tuesday, mostly sunny, staying comfortable. Low 54 with a high of 77. Wednesday, partly sunny and breezy. Low in the mid-50s, high 79. Small chance of a shower or thunderstorm coming up later Wednesday night. Thursday, partly sunny and warm with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Low 59 with a high of 83. And Friday, partly cloudy and balmy. Low at 61 with a high near 84. You have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
We're currently at 68 degrees in Richland Center, and the morning low 67, the high yesterday 81. The record high from 1998 was 102. The record low we bottomed out in 1962 at 42 degrees. 73, our high a year ago, the low 57. The sun will rise this morning in just a couple of minutes, 6:09. Sunset today, 8:02. Sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:10. We have a west wind up to 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is at 29.78, and we have mostly cloudy conditions. The high yesterday was 81. Currently, we're at 68 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. Christian Yelich was at home on Friday afternoon resting from what the Brewers characterized as a successful back surgery, while his team faced the reality of playing the rest of the season without him. It helps to be 10 games up on the rest of the National League Central with just 40 games to play after the Brewers' 5-3 win last night over the Guardians at American Family Field. Aaron Civale pitched 6 scoreless innings against one of his former teams. Willie Adames had some early support with a first-inning home run, the shortstop's 10th 3-run homer of the year. The Brewers got triples from Jackson Chirio and Joey Ortiz and RBIs, including Bryce Terang and Garrett Mitchell, in a 5-3 win. Other interleague finals, the Cubs over Toronto 6-5, KC down Cincy 7-1, Pittsburgh a 5-3 win over Seattle, Tampa Bay 5, Arizona 4, the Angels a 3-2 victory over Atlanta. American League Finals, a handful of games. The Yankees 3-0 over Detroit. Boston, they down Baltimore 12-10. Minnesota won better than Texas 4-3. And it was the Chicago White Sox with a 5-4 win over Houston. National League, Philadelphia 3-2 over Washington. The Mets picked up a 7-3 win over Miami. The Dodgers 7, St. Louis 6, and Colorado 7-3 over San Diego. Locally, Home Talent Baseball continues this weekend.
The Home Talent Baseball Sunday League Round Robin Final Four starts this Sunday. Here are the matchups, with the first round being this Sunday. Sun Prairie is at Verona, and Evansville will be at Sauk Prairie. The second round on Sunday, August 25th, Sauk Prairie will be at Sun Prairie, and Verona will be at Evansville. Then the last round will be on Sunday, September 1st. Evansville will be at Sun Prairie, and Sauk Prairie will be at Verona. In the case of a two-way tie, the title game is held at the site of the team that won the first matchup, regardless of where that was played. And in the case of a three-way tie, the ball club with the most road wins will get a bye, and the remaining two teams will play a semi-final at the opposite of their first game. If none of the ball clubs have more road wins than the others, then random draw as in the past. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Hello everyone, this is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Time right now to take a look at the forecast for southwest Wisconsin from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Partly to mostly cloudy, some passing showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 78. Tonight, any showers ending early, then partly cloudy will drop down to 60. On Sunday, partly sunny and mild, your high tomorrow 81. Mainly clear and pleasant on Sunday night, 56 for a low. Back to the work week Monday, mostly sunny and nice, 79. Tuesday, mostly sunny and comfortable with a high of 77. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Georgia peach and some faded blue denim. Jumping in them Wranglers, barely getting in them. Buttons hanging on, thank God they ain't giving. Flaunting what we got like we do it for a living. Dress to kill, to the nines. I got your back, and you got mine. We're thicker than our accents, thicker than our hair, thicker than our Georgia. Cornbread mama's been fixing. Got them boys buzzing more than Pabst Blue Ribbon. Busting out the tin like some Pillsbury biscuits. How we got in them, that's some Tybo fitness. Little right key, left key, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Bell bottom high, give me, give me, give me. We're thicker than our accents, thicker than our hair, thicker than our Georgia.
Girls.
Bell bottom high.
We need something about
give me,
shaking
me,
little
country girl.
Shake it on me.
those crazy southern country girls. That's Lauren Elena from 1 year ago. 6:15, good morning, kids. We're at 69 degrees. Here's Miranda. She has a whole laundry list of why we should be friends.
If your mind's as cluttered as your kitchen sink, if your heart is empty as your diesel tank, if all your white t-shirts have stains, if you've got some guts and got some ink, well then, we should be friends. If you borrow dresses like you borrow time, if you dream all day and drink all night, if you're looking for love but willing to fight over men and mamas and Miller Lite, well then, we should be friends.
Come on down and get you some. Jacksonville to Copper Hill, Pike to Bowling Green, Lafayette to Somerset, Boone to Rocky Mountain. If you don't live in Dixie, then you're only camping out. And I'm a Southern boy, I say my sirs and ma'ams. I'm kind of rough around the edges, but I'm mighty proud of who I am. Elvis, you know it's good enough for me. I said if it was good enough for Elvis, you know it's good enough for me. Well, if the king was crazy about it, then you know it's good enough for me.
Most of us can agree, everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Farmers and ranchers, mark your calendars for the Decorah Sales Commission Big Dispersal Event on August 21st. Trum's Hilltop Acres is offering 150 head of black cows, all home-raised and bred to black or Hereford bulls, ready to start calving September 1st. Be there at 2 p.m. to secure this top-quality livestock. Come early at 11 a.m. for Holstein steers and beef feeder cattle. For more information, call 563-382-4203 or bid online at cattleusa.com. That's August 21st. Don't miss out.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Welcome to TriStar Gifts and More, where every gift tells a story. Whether you're shopping for a special occasion or just because, the selection of adorable and quirky items is sure to bring a smile to your face. Explore their wide range of candles, metal art, and more. Come experience a warm and welcoming atmosphere at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts, Richland Center. Call them at 608-383-1280. TriStar Gifts and More, unique gifts and home decor that make every moment special.
Celebrate one last fair before summer ends at the Crawford County Fair, August 22nd through the 25th in Gays Mills, Wisconsin. Check out the events in the grandstand, including the Challenge of Champions Bull Ride, Sea Check Bucking Bulls Thursday night, the Tri-State Truck and Tractor Pullers Friday night, and the Demolition Derby Saturday night. Don't miss the Antique Tractor Pull Saturday at 10 a.m. or Car Show Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, visit CrawfordCountyWisconsinFair.com. The Crawford County Fair, August 22nd through the 25th in Gays Mills.
When you get to Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
The apples are plentiful at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring Honey Crisp, along with Paula Red, Rave, and more varieties perfect for cooking or eating. Don't miss the fresh apple cider donuts, caramel apples, and bakery items like take and bake pies, and fall mums, absolutely gorgeous. Open from 9 until 5, 7 days a week. Visit Oakwood Fruit Farm just south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where fresh is always in season. Like them on Facebook and check the website.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
WRCO Studios, powered by the energy and reliability of Meyer Oil and LP. Tune in and feel the warmth of our shared community spirit.
Never let him in my heart. He can't give me.
trip to kill. I work 24 on, 24 off. When they get too hot, they just give me a call. I'm the fireman, that's my name. They call me the fireman, that's my name. Making my rounds all over town, putting out old flame. Hell, everybody'd like to have what I got. I can cool them down when they're smoldering hot. I'm the fireman, that's my name. They call me the fireman, that's my name.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning, it's 6:30. We're at 69 degrees. This news update on WRCO is brought to you by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunity for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan. And by Computer Connections, why connect wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities.
It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless?
Good morning with a look at news from WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. Young people can get free help to reduce or quit vaping. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services announced the Wisconsin Tobacco Quit Line has expanded its text-based live vape-free program to include young adults 18 through 26. The program will provide people over the age of 18 with 2 free weeks of nicotine replacement therapy if medically eligible. A record number of people are working in Wisconsin, a little more than 3 million of us. The Department of Workforce Development says the statewide jobless rate for July was 3%. That's a little higher than 2.9% in June, but it's still lower than the national rate of 4.3%. 1,300 more people got jobs in Wisconsin a month ago. Vice President Kamala Harris will be back in Wisconsin next week during the second day of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. She'll travel to Milwaukee for a campaign event at Fiserv Forum. Earlier this week, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson said that shows Harris isn't taking any votes for granted and wants to show the contrast between what a Harris presidency would be versus what a second Donald Trump term would mean. This will be Harris's 7th visit to Wisconsin this year and her 3rd since assuming the party's presidential candidacy. The First Amendment challenge to Wisconsin's personalized license plate restriction goes to court. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is asking a judge to strike down the state law that allows the DMV to ban license plates that are deemed objectionable. The group's lawyers say a people have a First Amendment right to personalize their license plate. The case stems from a man who wanted a license plate that read RDRRAGE, Road Rage. The DMV allowed him to get the plate back in 2003, but later denied the request. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is urging a federal judge not to make any changes to Wisconsin's youth prison after a counselor was killed during a fight. Pressure has been mounting to give Lincoln Hills Copper Lake School more leeway to the staff in punishing incarcerated children since a 16-year-old boy was accused of killing a counselor during a fist fight in June. But a 2018 federal consent decree restricts actions that counselors can take against youth incarcerated at the facility. Republican lawmakers have been pressuring the Department of Corrections officials to ask a federal judge in Madison to ease those restrictions. Evers sent a letter to the judge Wednesday urging him to reject any GOP requests to revise the decree, saying conditions at the prison have been improving overall. Well, it's just 1 week until the Blue River Autumn Fest. It's being held next weekend in Blue River's Village Park. Michael Hernan reports about the Blue River Autumn Fest 1 week from today.
Saturday is the biggest day of the Autumn Fest. Here's Blue River Fire Chief Justin Degenhart.
So 9 o'clock Saturday morning starts our Maker's Market, vendor market. As of right now, there's 14 vendors that'll be there. They've got all everything from food to clothing, whatever you can think of. It's usually good, like the farmer's market type stuff is the same thing they're having there. Our Canoe the Blue event, depending on the weather, that'll go right at 9:30. We'll start registration for that. And then Friends of Blue River are sponsoring an open house in the old school. There are a couple speakers there. Mark Cup will be at 10 a.m. and Ben Moffitt at 10:45. Our beanbag tournament will start around 12:30. And then this year, because of not having high mileage on Friday night, we're having them on Saturday night starting at 8. And because that's going to be going on at 8 o'clock, we moved our tractor pull up. So we're going to start weighing in at 1:30 now for the antiques and start pulling around 2 p.m., hoping to get the tractor pull done a little bit earlier so people can do the tractor pull and the band, and then they're both not going on completely the whole time together. And then our scavenger hunt is 5 o'clock at the gazebo in the park. And then, like I mentioned, high mileage is 8 p.m. there to midnight.
The Autumn Fest continues into early Sunday.
We got Monty Berger again this year for the Cowboy Church. And that starts at 9 o'clock in the park shelter there. I think it usually goes till about 10, and then the line usually comes from there right to the chicken, which that starts at 11.
The home stretch of the Autumn Fest will take place Sunday afternoon, and there will be a lot to do at the end.
So our parade starts at 2 o'clock, which has been the great staple there. The Sawdust Money Hunt, which is sponsored again this year by Compeer Financial and Community First Bank. There's quite a bit of change in that sawdust for the kids to dig out. And then the Kitty Tractor Pull, which is sponsored by the Riverdale FFA Club. They do that on the tennis court in the park. And then the firemen will put on our kids' water fights right after the sawdust dig, once the kids are all done with that. And they go down and do their Kitty Tractor Pull. They can come back up the hill and get wet and cool off for the afternoon. And then at 3 o'clock, the Other Brothers Band will start and play to 6.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Time right now to take a look at the forecast for southwest Wisconsin from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Partly to mostly cloudy, some passing showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 78. Tonight, any showers ending early, then partly cloudy will drop down to 60. On Sunday, partly sunny and mild, your high tomorrow 81, mainly clear and pleasant on Sunday night 56 for a low. Back to the work week Monday, mostly sunny and nice 79, Tuesday mostly sunny and comfortable with a high of 77.
Need extra money for the holidays? The House on the Rock attraction located between Dodgeville and Spring Green is hiring. They have part-time and 40-hour seasonal positions available in the gift shop, tour buildings, and admission area. Join the team and enjoy the festive season while earning extra cash. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Make your holidays brighter with the House on the Rock.
Don't miss the Super Summer Sales event happening at the Family Thrift Shop. Family Thrift Shop's back-to-school sale begins August 14th to 17th. All children's clothing, shoes, backpacks, and all size team sports apparel 50% off. Stop in often. New items are added daily. Shop smart, where your donations and purchases help support your local community. The Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street. Open Wednesday to Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. See you there!
time to take a look at sports brought to you by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24-7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors and real estate agents, along with insurance agent, and they offer interior design services.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. Christian Yelich was at home on Friday afternoon resting from what the Brewers characterized as a successful back surgery while his team faced the reality of playing the rest of the season without him. It helps to be 10 games up on the rest of the National League Central with just 40 games to play after the Brewers' 5-3 win last night over the Guardians at American Family Field. Aaron Civale pitched 6 scoreless innings against one of his former teams. Willy Adames had some early support with a first-inning home run, the shortstop's 10th 3-run homer of the year. The Brewers got triples from Jackson Chirio and Joey Ortiz and RBIs, including Bryce Terang and Garrett Mitchell, in a 5-3 win. Other interleague finals, the Cubs over Toronto 6-5, KC down Cincy 7-1, Pittsburgh a 5-3 win over Seattle, Tampa Bay 5, Arizona 4, the Angels a 3-2 victory over Atlanta. American League finals, a handful of games, the Yankees 3-0 over Detroit, Boston, they down Baltimore 12-10. Minnesota won better than Texas 4-3, and it was the Chicago White Sox with a 5-4 win over Houston. National League, Philadelphia 3-2 over Washington. The Mets picked up a 7-3 win over Miami. The Dodgers 7, St. Louis 6, and Colorado 7-3 over San Diego. Locally, Home Talent Baseball continues this weekend.
The Home Talent Baseball Sunday League Round Robin Final 4 starts this Sunday. Here are the matchups, with the first round being this Sunday. Sun Prairie is at Verona, and Evansville will be at Sauk Prairie. The second round on Sunday, August 25th, Sauk Prairie will be at Sun Prairie, and Verona will be at Evansville. Then the last round will be on Sunday, September 1st. Evansville will be at Sun Prairie, and Sauk Prairie will be at Verona. In the case of a two-way tie, the title game is held at the site of the team that won the first matchup, regardless of where that was played. And in the case of a three-way tie, the ball club with the most road wins will get a bye, and the remaining two teams will play a semifinal at the opposite of their first game. If none of the ball clubs have more road wins than the others, then random draw as in the past. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. A former Michigan football staff member at the center of a sign-stealing scandal is now running the defense at a Detroit area high school. Connor Stallions is the defensive coordinator at Mumford High School. Coach William McMichael says the kids all love him and we're all learning from him. Stallions is accused of running an advanced scouting scheme for more than 2 seasons at Michigan. He sent people to games involving Michigan's future opponents, and they digitally recorded signals. Stallions hasn't talked publicly about the allegations. The NCAA is investigating. Rutgers Athletic Director Pat Hobbs has resigned, citing health reasons for the decision to leave the school after 9 years. The departure of the 64-year-old Hobbs comes just 3 weeks before the Scarlet Knights begin a highly anticipated football season. Ryan Passari, the Deputy Athletic Director and Chief of Staff, will take over as Interim Athletic Director. A Big Ten championship race has gone through Ohio State and Michigan most years. It's about to veer left all the way to the West Coast. The Oregon Ducks are primed to take the grandest entrance of the former 4 Pac-12 teams joining the league. Expect them to disrupt the button-up tradition of college sports' oldest conference with flash and panache. In a league where Ohio State, Michigan usually is the game of the year, buzz entering this season is about the Ohio State-Oregon game in Eugene, October 14th. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fish Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mom I ain't forget. Oh Lord. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord, one. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need 30 more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar. Comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord. Tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey.
That was back in the 1990s for all of us kids raised in the 90s. That's the bar getting tipsy. That's Shaboozy. It's all part of your weekend wake up. That's a fun one. That gets the blood going in the morning, eh? 649. We're at 68 degrees. Great big good morning to you along with Vince Gill. What do we need? A little more love.
100.9.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Farmers and ranchers, mark your calendars for the Decorah Sales Commission Big Dispersal Event on August 21st. Trum's Hilltop Acres is offering 150 head of black cows, all home-raised and bred to black or Hereford bulls, ready to start calving September 1st. Be there at 2 p.m. to secure this top-quality livestock. Come early at 11 a.m. for Holstein steers and beef feeder cattle. For more information, call 563-382-4203 or bid online at cattleusa.com. That's August 21st. Don't miss out.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
When you get to Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
The apples are plentiful at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring Honey Crisp, along with Paula Red, Rave, and more varieties perfect for cooking or eating. Don't miss the fresh apple cider donuts, caramel apples, and bakery items like take and bake pies, and fall mums, absolutely gorgeous. Open from 9 until 5, 7 days a week. Visit Oakwood Fruit Farm just south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where fresh is always in season. Like them on Facebook and check the website.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
A whistling call of love. I just can't handle it, this thing called love. I must get rid of it, ain't ready. Crazy little thing called love. Well, this thing. I got a big old real life. I get hit, I get on my track. Take a back seat, a hitchhike. I take a long ride on my motorbike till I'm ready. Crazy little thing called love. We'll be right back.
on that track, take a backseat, a hitchhike, to take a little long ride, hum a motorbike until I'm ready. Crazy little thing called love. This thing called love. I just can't handle it. This thing called love. I must get around to it. I ain't ready. Crazy little thing called love. 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 Crazy little thing called love.
It's a weekend wake up twin spin. Twin Spin on WRCO-FM.
Bakersfield.